The 50th anniversary of the Brown versus Board ruling is being marked in some schools this week at Milwaukee's Martin Luther King Elementary. UW-Milwaukee Africology professor William Rogers told a gym full of African American students about the 1954 decision.
This whole event is the umbrella of all of the civil rights movement and why this is very important to you.
Rogers says before Brown versus Board, there was a deliberate attempt by many white officials to keep non-whites segregated in inferior schools. Now the predominantly black King Elementary equals the statewide average on many student achievement tests. But by and large across Wisconsin, minority students trail white kids on achievement numbers. That troubles Tina Johnson of the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope.
The barriers contributing to today's academic gap is joblessness, homelessness, inferior health care, and a statewide funding system that inherently is unequal.
The per pupil spending gap between the state's largest and poorest districts is several thousand dollars. Some of the less well-off districts argue they don't get enough state money to close the divide. Governor Doyle's office says the governor's school funding task force considers the equity issue a key one and will issue its recommendations next month. School districts at the high end of the spending scale have generally argued that their expenditures are a local matter. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.